Look, I don't want to start a riot or anything, but I want all the hot Icelandic women to know I'm easy. The only problem is Jeff will have to come along too. I'm happily married. Not my problem. Did you know that every single city in Iceland is named after the sound a cat makes when throwing up a hairball? I learned that. That's not true. There it is.
My favorite person in Iceland is a guy named Half Thor. He should be called Whole Thor because he won strongest man in Iceland and in Europe. I didn't test him, but I believe it. It was a little awkward walking around with a guy because he pulls trucks and I have dolls.
Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
So, well, who do you play in Game of Thrones?
The Mountain.
The Mountain?
In season four.
Well, that makes sense. It wouldn't be good if you were like the stick. So you're the Mountain. You're the Mountain. And you're a Viking, I'm a ventriloquist. So we have nothing in common.
No, not really.
How far could you actually throw me?
I could probably throw it to the water over there. You want to try?
No, I don't want to try.
What do you think about Iceland?
Do they have beer?
Yeah.
It's my favorite place ever.
You know, even though it's named Iceland, did you know that the winters here are actually fairly mild?
No. Well, guess they should have called it chilly. It's a joke, Half Thor. If you eat too much, will you be three quarters Thor? I did a fraction.
That was good. Have you seen the colors of the Icelandic flag?
No, I haven't seen that.
There's red for the volcanic fires.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Blue for the mountains in the distance.
Yeah.
And white
for the people.
So have you enjoyed being here in Iceland?
I hate the volcanoes.
Why?
Things blowing up naturally? If this gets popular, I'll be out of a job. If one goes offline here, I'm taking credit for it. See that pile of smoke and ash? I did that. Ta-da!
How do I look? You look good. Okay. All right, now explain to everyone. Wait, come back!
You're one of the guys I really want to love me. Is it the red cape? Is that something wrong with that? Is it? Did I say ham? Oh my God, your name is offensive, Dunham. Is he coming back? Did he have to go potty? Do you pick it up or pull it down? Or is there a little flap?
I have no idea if we're offending anybody. Just stop.
I don't care. I go home in a suitcase. You're right. I'd better watch you. You could be going home in a box, too. Oh, yay! You're back! I was so worried. I thought I'd said something to offend you, and you said,
oh, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
I figured some shoe's gonna come flying up here and... Oh, that would be good, because then I would have the other one. Greetings, Abu Dhabi, folks. Silence! I
kill you! What the hell? What? I threatened to kill them. They all go, yay!
I think some of them actually like you here.
Really?
You know, since being here, I've been starting to rethink the whole suicide bomber thing.
How's that?
I blew myself up to get a new place and a few virgins. Meanwhile, 8 guys in the front row here have 5 mansions each, a bunch of hot wives, and their own skin. I had no idea these options were available.
So, while we're here,
wait, I want to ask you something. Can we go to IKEA?
This is Norway. IKEA is in Sweden.
Oh, feel bad. I wanted to give IKEA a new advertising slogan.
And what's that?
I kill you!
So, Ahmed, did you know that the biathlon is popular here?
What is this biathlon?
It's where you ski and shoot a gun.
Oh, yes, of course. But in Los Angeles, you drive and shoot a gun.
I also learned today that the Vikings put their dead on a boat and sent them out to sea.
Yes, of course. The first Norwegian cruise line.
So we landed in lovely Dublin, Ireland last night. We landed, but none of the baggage did. I got like 29 baggage tags, no clothes, no dummies, no toothbrush, no underwear, no nothing. So I have a show in 8 hours. I guess for now I'm just gonna walk around and drink Guinness.
Learned much about Ireland since we got here?
I'd say Americans and Irish pretty much think alike.
How's that?
Most of us think our government should take a flying leap.
Well, besides politics, did you know that Bram Stoker, who created Dracula, is from Dublin?
Oh, yeah, I know Dracula. Yeah. Dracula? You mean the guy who sleeps all day, goes out every night, and can't stop drinking? Wonder where Stoker got that idea. I once picked up an Irish hitchhiker.
You did? Yeah, where was he going?
Rehab.
Have you noted this is a very diverse city?
Yes, yes. I saw the black guy. Good for you.
Did you see the O'Connell Bridge?
No, what's that?
It's the only bridge in Europe that's as wide as it is long.
Oh, I married her.
I read the other day that Scotland is actually the... I've saved this fact for you. The murder capital of Europe.
I didn't do it! I have nothing to do with this!
Did you know that bagpipes have existed in Scotland since the 14th century?
Oh, that is probably about the time the murder rate went up. Did you know that I think my mother was part Scottish?
Why do you say that?
Sometimes she'd want to put me in Scottish clothing.
Really?
Oh, sure, she'd say, I killed you. Kilt, kilt, get it, kilt, I killed you.
Jackie Dawson? Jackie, where are you?
Jackie, lay off the testosterone. You sound like a f***ing guy. You scared the s*** out of everyone around you.
Where's Jackie?
I'm here.
This is why in my country we cover our women.
Where are you? Mari? Right, I can't roll my R's.
Don't worry, I got it.
Okay. Last name Christy, is she here? Up there.
With the guy that sounds like a chick.
She says, Dear Ahmed, I have a problem with strange people touching me. I would love to tell them I will kill them, but that can come across as rude. Any other suggestions?
Put your clothes back on and get off the pole. Oh, wait a minute. No, you're a saltine American.
So, Papa Jay, you know we're right here in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What do you think of L.A.?
Oh, I don't like it.
You don't like L.A.?
Oh, I thought you said A.A. I like L.A. and I love beer.
That's good.
But I gotta do something about my gut.
Are you gonna start working out?
No, I'm gonna get a bigger shirt.
Somebody told me that to stay in shape, I should get a trainer. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I did it.
You did? Yeah, how's that going?
Pretty good. So far, I can sit and shake and roll over. And then I get a cookie.
So what else do you know about L.A.?
The bad traffic here reminds me of marriage.
How's that?
You're stuck in it because there was an accident. Walter told me to tell that one. That's a good one. Here's another one Walter told me. You want to hear this?
No.
Getting married is like your iTunes agreement.
How's that?
You'll have no idea what you're saying yes to, but you'll agree just so it'll shut the hell up.
So you've been to Disneyland?
Oh, I love Disneyland.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see It's a Small World?
Is that the one where you go on a date and it turns out she's your cousin and you go, ooh, it's a small world? Been there, done that. Hey, did you know they now sell beer at Disneyland?
I did know that. How old do you have to be to drink beer at Disneyland?
Oh, no, everything goes by height.
So you got drunk at Disneyland?
No, I stayed drunk at Disneyland.
Papa Jay, that's not good.
I know, it was bad. At the arcade, I thought we were really hunting, and I shot Donald Duck. Yeah, the big one in the suit. Now he walks a little goofy. You get it? Goofy. Hey, did you know that here in L.A. last week, some guy tried to sell me a map to the stars?
Oh, did you get it?
No, I went, duh, buddy, just look up.
So, Bubba Jay, when we're in Southern California, are you ever worried about earthquakes?
No, I'm used to it. The ground is always moving when you're hammered. If it stops suddenly, that's when I fall down.
No.
Hey, do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Sure, you like Walmart.
Oh, yeah. It's so convenient. Where else can you get Jesus love, kid? Sorry, I screwed up the joke.
It's okay.
Wait a minute, you screwed up the joke. Don't make me say what I did, you did, and then make it your fault, my brain hurts now.
What were you trying to ask?
No, what were you trying to make me ask? I didn't screw this up, you did. I may be dumb, but you're helping me.
All right. You want to try that joke again?
Huh? You want to try the joke again? You need from the start? Sure, just to get it right. To redo the whole joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's my first line?
Do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Okay. This is like acting. Yes. Okay. Take two. Hey, Jeff! Yes, Bubba J.
Oh, that was really natural. You're good. That was good. Okay.
Hey, do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Hurry up. You're f***ing up the timing.
Yes, they do have Walmarts in Los Angeles.
Don't laugh when I talk and the whole thing up.
You like Walmarts? Yes, it's so convenient. Where else can you get Cheez-Its, tampons, and a canoe all in the same place? And now back to our regularly scheduled show. Hey, Mr. D, why are we on stage like this all the time?
This is my job. What is this? Is
to stand here and talk to everybody?
That's right.
That's your job? Yeah. Don't exactly need a college education for this, do you?
Well, I graduated from college.
Oh, and now you do this?
That's right.
Well, that's a big-ass waste of money, wasn't it? You need more education to boil an egg than you do this. Hey, can you boil an egg?
Yeah, Larry, there you go. You got something to fall back on.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, Walter told me I should get on Titter.
Twitter.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound as fun, does it? Hey, you know what the hardest part is about the internet for me?
What, remembering all the passwords? Well, we'll keep it simple. Just use the name of someone you love.
My dog?
Sure, what's your dog's name?
Dog?
Your dog's name is Dog.
Actually, it's Doug, but the U is silent. It's Italian.
Papa Jay, have you tweeted?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
It's a big room, I didn't know you know. I usually blame that on Dog. Hey, somebody told me they saw me on the internet.
Oh, have you Googled yourself?
Not in public. And not a lot.
Okay.
I can still see.
So I take it you grew up in a small town?
Yeah, pretty small.
How small?
Well, we didn't have a street light, so the hooker stood under a flashlight. I called her Everetti.
You know, Walter and I were talking about our government. Yeah, do you pay attention to politics?
Oh, yeah, pay attention to politics. Yeah, sure do. Okay.
Well, can I ask you your opinion on some current issues?
Oh, yeah, current issues, okay.
Let's talk about some things you might be familiar with.
Okay,
for example, Bubba J, what is your feeling on gun control?
Oh, I know this one.
Uh, Oh, yeah, if you're drunk and seeing double, shoot in the middle.
All right, so what do you think of Liverpool so far?
Having a good time. Yeah, lots of Beatles stuff.
Well, this is the original home of the Beatles.
Yeah, do Paul and Ringo ever get back here? Or are they still trying to avoid running into Pete Best?
For those who might be watching and aren't familiar, Pete Best was the original drummer for the Beatles before
they dumped his ass and got Ringo.
That's right.
That had to suck. You think he's over it by now?
I don't know. You know, they named a street after Pete Best.
Oh, well, yeah, it's great. That's got to make up for the millions of dollars in pounds, don't you think? What the hell's the name of the street? You Got Screwed Boulevard? Shafted Lane? It could have been U Road? I don't know.
You guys have all the crazy tourists wanting to see where the Beatles are from. You know, we in the U.S., we had the same thing with the Elvis Presley, Graceland, in Memphis. Yeah, oh yeah, shut up, no one cares here. Anyway. Graceland, that's where Elvis fans flock to see where Elvis lived. And if you're a Michael Jackson fan, you can come out to L.A. and take a walking tour of all his plastic surgeons' offices. Quite lovely. The nose was done here. It fell off here, and they redid it here.
And you know, there's more to see here than just the Beatles stuff.
Well,
yeah. There's the International Slavery Museum.
Oh. What an uplifting afternoon that should be.
Did you know that it was in Liverpool that scientists first discovered that malaria was spread by mosquitoes?
That's just fascinating, Jeff. Let's put that on the welcome signs. That'll bring in the tourists. Come to Liverpool, we have beetles and mosquitoes. And one of them carries a deadly disease. Find out which one. Ringo?
After touring the Beatle Museum in Liverpool this morning, we took a long drive and we've now reached the border between England and Scotland. And here it is right here. We'll be in Scotland in 20 minutes.